The Loch Ness Monster, Scotland's longest-running inside joke. Some cryptids lurk in forests, others stalk barns. Nessie? She's got real estate in Scotland's most famous lake, a PR department stronger than Coca-Cola, and the stamina to photobomb humanity for almost a century. Skeptics call her a log, a sturgeon, or a boat wake. Believers call her a living dinosaur. We call her the best tourism campaign in history. Ancient sightings pre-Instagram clout. The earliest mention of a strange beast in the River Ness comes from the 6th century writings of St. Columba. According to the legend, the saint banished a water beast with a holy gesture, proving that even in the Dark Ages, people were already arguing about blurry monsters. Local folklore continued through the centuries. Strange ripples, mysterious wakes, and the occasional fisherman insisting his boat was nudged by something big. Fast forward to the 1930s when modern media arrived and Nessie's career really took off. In 1933, a road was built along Loch Ness, giving tourists and locals alike a clear view of the water. Sightings skyrocketed and newspapers gleefully spread the legend. The next year, the infamous surgeon's photograph was published, showing a long neck rising from the water. For decades, it was hailed as proof, until 1994, when the hoaxers admitted it was a toy submarine with a sculpted head. Congratulations, Nessie. You're the world's longest-running April Fool's joke. What exactly is Nessie supposed to be? Ask 10 Nessie hunters, get 10 different answers. Plesiosaur, the classic theory. Nessie is a surviving dinosaur hiding out for 65 million years. Question, what's she eating? Answer, Scottish haggis, probably. Giant eel. Science occasionally suggests Loch Ness contains oversized eels, which frankly is just as terrifying. Elephant. No, really. Some say circus elephants bathed in the loch, their trunks sticking out of the water, which would mean Nessie is less a monster and more a vacationing Dumbo. Spirit of the Loch. Folklore buffs argue Nessie is less flesh and blood, more watery guardian, which explains why she's so good at dodging cameras. The hunt for Nessie. Since the 1930s, Loch Ness has hosted every kind of investigation imaginable. Sonar sweeps, underwater photography, drone footage. One expedition even used a mini submarine. Results? Nada. Unless you count blurry blob, which cryptozoologists absolutely do. In 2019, scientists tested DNA from Loch Ness water samples. The verdict? No dinosaur DNA, but a lot of eel DNA. So technically, Nessie could be a giant eel. But giant eel doesn't sell postcards, does it? Meanwhile, self-described monster hunters still camp out with binoculars, scanning the water. The odds of actually spotting Nessie are about the same as spotting your lost socks. But the hunt continues because, let's be honest, the chase is the fun part. Nessie's pop culture reign. From cartoons to horror films, Nessie has been immortalized everywhere. She's a plush toy, a theme park mascot, and the unofficial queen of Scottish tourism. The town around Loch Ness thrives on her legend boat tours, gift shops, Nessie-themed hotels. There's even a Loch Ness marathon. Nothing screams cryptid chic like running 26 miles while hoping to see a reptile celebrity. And unlike Bigfoot, who hides in forests, Nessie has one advantage. She lives in a single lake. If she's real, she's either the best hide-and-seek champion alive, or she's on vacation every time researchers show up with cameras. Alternative theories, aka fun with absurdity. Government cover-up, Nessie is a Cold War submarine prototype, which explains why she surfaces less often than a tax refund. Hologram, the Scottish Tourism Board is running the most successful projection campaign in history. Move over Disney, time traveler. Nessie is a plesiosaur that accidentally slipped through a wormhole and now refuses to leave because she enjoys the accent. Alien probe. She's not a creature at all. Just extraterrestrial tech doing long-term surveillance disguised as cute dinosaur. How to spot Nessie or pretend you did. Step 1. Book a boat tour. Step 2. Stare at ripples until your eyes water. Step 3. Take a photo of literally anything moving in the water. Step 4. Post it online and watch the comments section explode. Bonus points if your photo is blurry. Maximum credibility if you shout, "It definitely wasn't a log." Pro tip, whether or not you see Nessie, you'll definitely see a gift shop selling Nessie mugs, Nessie socks, and probably Nessie soap. But if you want wearable proof of your cryptid allegiance, skip the soap and grab a cryptid-approved shirt instead. Nessie won't judge. Probably. Final thought. The Loch Ness Monster is less about a creature in the water and more about the monster in our imagination. She's proof that people want mysteries, want legends, want the thrill of maybe. Whether she's a plesiosaur, an eel, or a floating log, Nessie has achieved immortality. She doesn't need to be real, she just needs to be believed in. And if you want to join the believers, grab your binoculars, head to Scotland, and pack a shirt from HQ. Worst case scenario, you get a nice vacation. Best case, you become the person who finally snaps a crystal clear photo and immediately gets called a hoaxer.